The most comprehensive inquiry in a decade into the detention of asylum seeker children has found it causes such significant mental and physical illness that a royal commission should be called. The Human Rights Commission says the long-term health effects on children should be investigated. It's one of 16 recommendations in a report which details hundreds of cases of self-harm and finds detainee children as young as three are suffering depression. The government has already rejected the commission's findings that it's in breach of Australia's international obligations under the Convention on the Rights of the Child, and has questioned the motivation of the Commissioner. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Human Rights Commission has called its report The Forgotten Children, and it makes for grim reading. Children interviewed described detention as prison-like, depressing and crazy-making. Others felt they would die before being released. In the 15 months from January 2013, there were 233 assaults in detention involving children, and 128 harmed themselves.
Those stories contained in the report are obviously horrific, and it's important that we understand them as deeply as we possibly can to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again.
Labor's immigration spokesman Richard Marles concedes the report raises difficult questions for his party as well as the current government.
But I think what comes from this report is a sense that the system can be improved. It needs to be improved. There's obviously things need to be done better so that kids can be taken out of this situation as quickly as is practicable.
The report makes 16 recommendations, including that all children and families in Australia and on Nauru should be released into the community within 4 weeks, that the detention facilities on Christmas Island should be shut down, and that an independent person replace the immigration minister as the guardian for unaccompanied children. It also says there should be a royal commission to look at the long-term health effects of the detention policy and the conditions which have led to the 33 reported sexual assaults listed in the report.
I think this report really unveils a awful culture of institutionalised child abuse.
The Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young backs the call for a further inquiry.
Now, when there are 105 children, a note on suicide watch, 10 of those children under the age of 10. These statistics come from medical reports. It's all documented. The government knows this has been going on, this government and the previous government. A royal commission is absolutely warranted.
Labor's spokesman Richard Marles says they'll consider the report before responding to the recommendations, but he says Labor will maintain a policy of sending asylum seekers offshore.
We do believe that offshore processing is playing an important role. Now, in saying that, offshore processing needs to be done in a way which is providing people with safe, dignified and humane refuge. And we do have concerns about whether the current situation meets that description. And I'd make the point that in the report itself, it says that children should only be processed offshore where their human rights are being respected.
A statement from the Attorney General was tabled alongside the report. George Brandis says the government's disappointed and surprised the inquiry wasn't conducted when the number of children in detention was close to 2,000 under the previous Labor government. He rejects that Australia's breaching its international obligations and says many of the recommendations have already been addressed by the government. But his response doesn't specifically address the call for a royal commission.
Naomi Woodley reporting.